Good morning. Yesterday we saw various rationales applied to the question of is there dina de malchus de dina in a democratically elected government? If it's not a malchus per se, not a kingdom, not a dictator, not somebody who is really in charge and owns the country, but we have a democratically elected government, do we still say dina de malchus de dina, that the law of the land is the law? So we saw various rationales. One rationale pointed in the direction that maybe there's no dina de malchus de dina, but we brought a number of rationales that pointed in the direction that definitively there is dina de malchus de dina. Today we are going to say, how about the poskim? How do we paskin? Is there dina de malchus de dina in a democratically elected government? So we are going to start off with some of the poskim nowadays who are of the view indeed that dina de malchus de dina indeed does apply in a democratically elected government. The Tshuvas Yashkel Avdi says that it's not only a malchus, a kingdom, a king per se, but it's also a democratically elected government, even though they're not called a melech, but it's the same thing. We say it'll still apply dina de malchus de dina, and accordingly the taxes that they legislate, that people have to pay, it's indeed for the benefit of society, it's the benefit for the people living in that country, because without taxes, a country cannot exist. V'chol ezrach b'medina chafetz b'kiyum ha'medina, k'muvan, and obviously every citizen, resident of a country desires the healthy functioning of the country. At least that was at the time of the Yaskel Avdi when he wrote this. It seems nowadays that there are people that don't desire the normal functioning of the countries, but that would be the default historically, that people want health in their societies and their government. So that's the Yaskel Avdi. Indeed says dina de malchus de dina applies to a democratically elected government. Nechaved Asru, Avadi Yosef says the same thing. Dinira shegam b'medina shein hashilton al pi melech. Even if there's not a king per se, but rather it's a democratically elected government, we still apply dina de malchus de dina as it applies to payment of taxes and real estate taxes and customs and duties and similar. He doesn't say across the board for all laws, but certainly when it comes to those financial issues, payments to the government to support the government, dina de malchus de dina indeed applies. And the Tshuvas Pasadcha says similarly, ain't dina de malchus de dina talay b'malchus mamash. We don't need a kingdom per se to say dina de malchus de dina, ela b'chol shilton, with every type of government, shayli chakla, we indeed say dina de malchus de dina. So we see here the number of poskim, and that is the majority view by far. The vast majority of poskim are of the view that dina de malchus de dina applies to a democratically elected government for various reasons. Number one, ki tokef achukim noadu letovas b'nei abedina. Number one, it's for the benefit of society to adhere to these laws. Number two, the strength of the and the authority of the president or the prime minister is just like a king. They're fitting that role. Then number three, because ki b'mahut shilto zen nirushis kimola, because the citizens, those who have the right to vote, indeed have agreed to adhere to the dictates of that government. So various reasons why we would indeed say dina de malchus de dina applies to a democratically elected government. And again, that is by far the majority decision of the poskim. There are a few, actually we'll see two, one today and one in the future poskim, that have said that dina de malchus de dina does not apply to a democratically elected government. The one we'll seal today is the Mishnah Halachas Rav Menashe Klein. And he brings three rationales why dina de malchus de dina does not apply in the United States of America. So first, he cites a tshuva of the Rashba as follows, b'makom shamishpatim, the base mishpat, when the laws are made in a court, not in a legislature, but in a judiciary, in the court, and the judges have the ability to use their own shikul hadas, their own decisions and their own philosophies to decide what should be the law, we do not apply dina de malchus de dina to court-made law. That's not a din of the malchus. That's not a din of the king or the executive or the legislature, but rather that is a judge. Those are laws made by the shoftim, by the judges, by the judiciary, And he says as follows, when it applies to the United States of America, it's known that indeed the judges do make laws and they make silly laws. Accordingly, Dina de Mahusadina does not apply. That's rationale number one. Rationale number two, why there's no Dina de Mahusadina he's talking about in the United States is because there is a jury system that are indeed making the decisions in the courts, and his language is very interesting, to say the least. Yesh kan yoser mizeh, even more than the first point, hainu jury. We have this jury system that they take, shetlokhim eze shikuri mashuk, that they take some drunks out from the marketplace, from the society, b'nei adam shema'olam lo lamdu mishvat, people who have never learned anything about law, v'mushchatim b'tivam, and these are depraved individuals, and they are the ones who are making the decisions, what should be the law, al pi rov v'talui b'datam, based on the majority law, but they're based on the majority decision, and it depends on what they decide. Certainly there's no dina machus dina when these decisions are made. Then he brings a third rationale. As is known in the United States of America, there are times that laws are overturned by the Supreme Court. So we see that the Supreme Court is making the decisions, not the judiciary or the legislature. Accordingly, for those three reasons, he concludes there's no dina de machusedina in the United States. Now, it happens to be that we have two major questions on this Mishnah Halachos. Number one, in his first point, he quotes the Rashba, saying that the Rashba tells us that when the laws are made by the judiciary, by the court system, we don't have to adhere to it. But in fact, that may be the case. That's the Rashba, but that doesn't mean the Rashba says that the laws that are made outside of the courts, we don't have to adhere to. There indeed may be laws that are made by the courts, and maybe Dina de Mahusadina doesn't apply to those, but the laws that are made outside the courts, the Rashba apparently said that Dina de Mahusadina does apply. And in addition, we have this tshuva by the Mishnah Halacha saying Dina de Mahusadina doesn't apply in the United States, but we have a number of tshuvas by the Mishnah Halacha, he himself, where he conflicts and he's so sure himself, and he says indeed that Dina de Mahusadina does apply, and he's talking about the United States. So in one question he was asked, if somebody receives a stamp that had not been canceled, can you reuse that stamp, or can you not reuse that stamp? And he indeed says that when in a democratically elected government, Dina de Mahusa, Dina indeed does apply, and the Dina de Mahusa is that you're not allowed to reuse a stamp, even if they haven't canceled it. And then he has another Shaila, those who are avoiding paying taxes, and they cause damage to somebody else because they were hiding their taxes, not sure exactly clear on what the damages were, but in any case, he said Dina de Mahusa, Dina does apply. He cites Shulchan Aruch, where we say Dina de Mahusa, Dina does apply. It is known that we are living under a non-Jewish rule and we are obligated to adhere to the laws, and this is obvious. So we had one tshuva that we talked about today that says that Dina Mahusadina does not apply to democratically elected law, to democratically elected government, and in the end of the day, it seems that he himself says in a number of tshuvas that indeed Dina de Mahusadina does apply in a democratically elected government. So where we are right now is that indeed Dina de Mahusadina does apply, certainly when it comes to taxes, customs, duties, etc., financial issues. Dina de Mahusadina does apply, even if it's not a kingdom per se, it's a democratically elected government. Indeed, we have to adhere to those secular laws. Have a wonderful day.